Politics are getting more and more divisive as we move towards the November election. And that's playing out in the city of Goshen, Indiana, a little blue dot in a mostly red rural county. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports on how one block of Main Street has become a lightning rod for political tension, and maybe even conversation.
Goshen's Main Street is a simple two-lane street, but it gets a lot of traffic. It's one of the most direct ways in and out of town. On one side of the street, there's a yard that's impossible to miss. It's festooned with colorful hand-painted signs that say things like, "Love immigrants, deport illegals," "Support ICE," and "BLM, burn, loot, murder." Trump and American flags sway in the breeze. In the middle of it all, Lori Arnold sits on the sidewalk in a camping chair and waves at drivers.
I've been called cheeky before. I love that, because I am. And I just smiled.
Arnold began demonstrating in June. She's had water thrown on her, her sign set on fire, and even suspects someone intentionally loosened the hubcaps on her truck. Every now and then, drivers slow down and yell at her.
Racist. Homophobic. Yeah, I get called that all the time, the racist thing especially, which, you know, like I'm not... How do you say I'm not racist? You know, I'm not racist. But that's the perception that you get automatically.
Jeremy Stutzman, mayor of Goshen, says the situation feels representative of how divided politics in the country are right now. He wants to protect Arnold's right to demonstrate, but he's also worried her actions encourage politically motivated violence.
That's definitely escalating. It went from arguments to harassment to there's a battery charge and now there's arson. So we have growing concerns.
For a week in August, that block of Main Street was especially hard to ignore. Lupita Romo stood on the opposite sidewalk, countering Arnold's signs and flags with her own. She doesn't condone any of the violence towards Arnold, but as a DACA recipient, she understands the anger.
I was outraged. It almost hurt. First, it was just anger, like pure anger. I didn't think that people here in Goshen felt that way.
Romo's friends joined her. They stood on the other side of the street for days, draped in Mexican and Salvadorian flags. It seemed Lori's side of the street and Romo's side of the street would never meet. But things changed a little one day. Lori was struggling to get the pole for an American flag into the ground. So Romo crossed over to help her out and the two started talking, and kept talking for over an hour. Romo says to her surprise, the conversation was actually really pleasant. They actually agreed on a lot of things.
I could see a different side of Lori and not think that she was just crazy and like this racist lady. Because I really don't... I want to say that she's not racist.
Arnold says she was never really interested in politics or protest before. But when she watched a video of George Floyd being killed by police, she had to do something. But she was equally disturbed by cable news footage of destructions from protests across the country.
I would have been out protesting police violence, but it got over, it just got taken over by a hijacked or whatever by this Black Lives Matter. So instead of that, now I'm out protesting for the police.
Arnold says her signs are intentionally provocative. She wants strong reactions to force people to talk.
You know, I know that I am being controversial maybe with the way I word things sometimes. You may not like it, but it causes you to stop and talk to me about it. And I think that that is worth pissing a couple people off.
But at least with Romo, the conversation didn't last. Arnold later posted a picture of Romo and her friends on Facebook, calling them goons.
And that's when I was like, you know what, this isn't going to work out. I'm just going to go off of what you're doing in public. There's nothing to really say or do about that.
The result of that conversation is unfortunate, says Leah Namias. She puts together tough conversations for Indiana Humanities.
If you really want to have a conversation, don't start with trying to provoke an emotional response.
Namias thinks Arnold's in-your-face approach may be getting reactions, but probably isn't a good starting point for productive dialogue.
It is to get a reaction from somebody. And a reaction is not the same as a conversation.
Arnold says she's not sure how long she'll continue, but imagines she'll keep going until at least the November election. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.